Herzlich willkommen, sehr namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Chris, it was a draw against Freiburg, but Bayern's Robert Lewandowski did equal Gerd Müller's 40-goal record in a single season with one game to go.
It was expected. Lewandowski himself even expected to score. He had a T-shirt he revealed after netting the penalty of Gerd Müller, paying homage to the legend. You know, that set that remarkable goal record. You know, one factor, he never converted a penalty. Lewandowski's converted 8 penalties this season. So, you know, you do have that. So you better believe Lewandowski's going to try to net his 41st goal against Augsburg. You know, the Bayern players, they congratulated Lewandowski afterwards, as expected as well. You know, right now he's second on the all-time Bundesliga goal-scoring list. He's 89 goals behind Gerd Müller. So you have to do the math. That's, you know, maybe 2.5 more seasons. I don't know if he'll be in the Bundesliga that long. You know, but as far as the match, the lineup looked the same with the exception of Niklas Süle in a new build between the posts. You know, I didn't expect Bayern really to be hungry to get points, even though Lewandowski and Sané did score. Vincenzo Grifo provided 2 assists. That was enough to give the point for Freiburg. You know, they're still outside of the European league race, you know, in my opinion. You know, but picking up a point against Bayern, even though, you know, we all know Bayern's not really playing for anything other than individual accolades right now, you know, it has to be worth a little bit. You know, I don't know what to expect from Bayern against Augsburg other than Lewandowski trying to net his 41st goal. I think the team will do everything they can to make that happen.
Schalke helped their cross-town rivals Dortmund with their Champions League chase by defeating Frankfurt.
Yeah, Frankfurt, you know, Frankfurt hadn't picked up points since match day 30. It's almost like they forgot what they're fighting for. They are fighting for a Champions League spot. Their coach, Adi Hütter, actually wanted, you know, to leave them with that parting gift. You know, and as far as Schalke, everyone knows it's too late to motivate, but that didn't stop them from punching above their weight and defeating Frankfurt. You know, Frankfurt did help Schalke with the foul that set up Klaus Huntelaar's from the spot. He didn't convert it, but he did convert the rebound just to show how hungry they were. Now, you can't stop Andre Silva. Andre Silva's Andre Silva. He netted 2 goals, you know, but it wasn't enough, you know, because in the second half, after Indica gave Frankfurt the lead, Schalke just flipped the switch and scored 3 goals in a matter of minutes. You know, it's kind of sad because I know all of the Royal Blue fans who are feeling really blue because the team is destined to go down. It has to be bittersweet because you ask yourself, where was that before? Why didn't we see that kind of aggression? As far as Frankfurt, you know, you expect more from a team trying to, you know, compete and qualify for the Champions League. You know, they've been dropping points ever since, you know, and this is no different. You know, so this goes to show I'm sure this is a wake-up call, you know, for the last opponent Schalke will meet on match day 34, no doubt.
Not only did Dortmund win the German Cup, they defeated Mainz to secure a spot in the Champions League.
Yeah, the dynamic duo of Jadon Sancho and Erling Haaland helped Dortmund get their 5th German Cup. Leipzig looked bad. I expected more, especially given the fact that Julian Nagelsmann is leaving Leipzig. I expected more of a fight. But Dortmund just might have had too much. You know, speaking of Jadon Sancho, he had back-to-back braces against Leipzig. You know, and in the Mainz match, they didn't slow down. Mainz is a side that has not lost since the end of February. They've been really strong. They've been picking up points against the stronger teams in the league. Well, Sancho provided 2 assists, the first one to Guerrero. You know, in Mainz, they should have equalized. They misfired. Royce converted. Bad rain got in the way of this match, but it didn't stop the scoring because Haaland played provider after the break to Julian Brandt. A late penalty did help Mainz, but this match was a mismatch. It looked like the Dortmund had control, you know, all the way through. And the biggest takeaway is the idea that right now Dortmund is in the Champions League. That's signed, sealed, and delivered. That's what they were chasing. Their only opponent, really, was Frankfurt. And Frankfurt, as I've said, they've been stuttering. Dortmund, kind of went into overdrive. Let's see if this can carry on, how long it can continue, actually.
Chris, do you believe we will see all of Dortmund players stay and compete in the Champions League next season?
Well, the two players in question, Jadon Sancho and Erling Haaland, I'll say with Jadon Sancho, right now he's pushing his representatives to get a deal done with Manchester United. It fell through before because the price tag was too high. The club slashed the price. Look at the form that Jadon Sancho is putting up right now. I mean, a team would be smart to hop on that opportunity, and the club is willing to let him go. Now, Erling Haaland, there's no way they're going to let him go. The price tag is astronomical, and the club, I think, needs him, and it might do him some good to stay a little bit longer, you know, to see how successful he can be if he's the main attraction, you know, for Dortmund next season. That should be interesting as well, but I think the likelihood is very high that Jadon Sancho leaves. I'm sure he was disappointed it didn't work out before. I think it'll work out this time.
The relegation battle will last until the final match day, Chris. Who has the toughest task ahead of them?
I'd say Werder Bremen. They just sacked their coach. They have one game left to play. They're 15th. They're 16th right now with 31 points. They host Gladbach. Gladbach is a team that could potentially punch their ticket to the Europa League. So those two equal a very tough game for Werder Bremen coming up.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segelen.